Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and TGIF alohas to you. It is the end of the work week. That means it's time for the Friday free-for-all, or as we like to call it, the all-skate here on Friday. Anything you want to talk about is fair game today, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. And without further ado, to the phones we go. And the leadoff batter in hour number two is Patrick, who is in Greenville. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the program.
No, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. This
was kind of snuck in by Greenville County. I received a phone call earlier in the week, and they left me a voicemail about Greenville County schools voting to start elementary school times next year 15 minutes earlier. And they have an open window for comment through an email. And I was just curious if anyone out there had kind of been taken by surprise with this as I have. You know, if you got little kids like I do, it's bad enough they stand out at the bus stop in the dark during the winter time, and now right. They have to be out there just that much earlier. I think they were planning on doing a bus drop-off time at 7 o'clock in the morning at schools, and it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. There's research going back 30 years showing that just even, you know, 15 minutes to 30 minutes of extra sleep makes a huge difference academically for students, not just in terms of grade performance, but discipline problems. And now Greenville County seems to be wanting to follow the rest of South Carolina and trying to start, you know, just at almost abnormally early. And yeah, that was just kind of my take on it. I was hoping some more parents out there might feel like I do, and that it's hard enough getting little kids up and ready.
You bet.
And then to have them out the door at 7:45, or they'll be considered tardy, just it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I'm curious about that as well. And you're right, Patrick, when you alluded to the fact that this has been a statewide push, not just here in the upstate, but other school districts all over the state. I believe some have already gone to earlier start times, not only earlier start times in the day, but also making modifications to when the kids would be out for summer vacation and how long that would last and when the fall term would actually begin. Although I don't know why they call it the fall since they go back to school now in August. But the questions that you raise are valid ones, not to mention the necessity of sleep for the development of the brains of small kids.
Yeah, and it's not just that, but also, you know, for working parents, you know, I'm fortunate my wife and I, our schedules kind of overlap a bit. So, you know, some days I can get the kids out and ready, and other days I can't. But, you know, just a 15-minute disruption to even our schedule, that, you know, that throws just an entire wrench into the works. And I have it, you know, fairly easy compared to other working parents, I would say. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way. So, Can I give you the email address that they can parents can go to if they want to voice some concern and maybe have a little bit of influence on this?
Yeah, certainly you can, Patrick. What is that email address?
Let me see here. Well, the website you need to go to is greenville.k12.sc.us. And if you scroll down the page just a little bit, there's a section titled Proposed Shift to Elementary Start Time.
Okay.
If you click on that link, there's a direct email, which is earlystart@greenville.k12.sc.us.
Gotcha. In the information that was contained in that email, Patrick, have they said when they are planning, if they are going to go ahead and implement this after they have the public comment period, have they said when they want to start it? Would this be for the fall term in the coming school year?
Yep, that's right. For the beginning of the next academic year, so August of 2020. Just what is that? You know,
yeah,
6 months from now.
Yeah, just months away. I don't have kids in elementary school, Patrick. Mm-hmm. So for my edification, what are the hours now, and what are they proposing changing it to?
Mine are 8 to 2:30, and it would change them from 7:45 to 2:15, The high school, but I don't have high school kids. High school kids, I think, start a little bit later.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I think something like 8:45 or somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And so they want to change it from 8 o'clock to being in school till 2:30 to 7:45 and getting... 7:45 sounds awfully early to me as well.
It does. It does. And especially for the bus riders. And now the bus drop off will be at 7 o'clock at most elementary schools in Greenville County if they decide to go this route. And, you know, little kids, you know, hell, I was a teenager. I slept till 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning if you'd let me.
Sure. Yeah, I hear that.
and the period for comment and public feedback is pretty small here. They're only accepting public feedback until Monday. This coming Monday at 5 p.m. So they really did kind of sneak this thing in and hope, I guess, that nobody would pay attention and speak up against it.
Yeah, and that would be pretty much SOP. When did you receive this email, Patrick? What kind of time frame are they giving for public comment? Is it like a week or?
No, it's it. I think I received a phone call some point earlier this week, midpoint, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't honestly remember. They left me a voicemail.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I didn't check until today, actually.
So the window for public comment on this is only, what, 4 or 5 days? 4 or 5 work days.
Yeah, it closes Monday at 5, so, you know, it's not a whole lot of time.
Yeah, this does seem – we'll see what we can find out about this, because I was unaware of it, and I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And even most teachers, it was one of my son's teachers that kind of initially told me about this just about a month ago, caught her by surprise as well. So
yeah. And I'm sure that many of the teachers are thrilled about this change as well.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to get paid any extra for, you know, being out there at 7 o'clock or not. I kind of doubt it, because the after school programs will still run until 6 or 6:30 like they currently do. So
right.
It's just making a longer day for everybody and all parents. And
yep. Yep, certainly will. Did they say anything in the information they sent out about the idea? What's conceptually, why do they think this would be an improvement? What's their argument for moving the time?
The best argument I have is more for the high school students and their busing. That's the biggest argument they make for starting the elementary school students earlier.
You know,
there's nothing else.
I hate to open this can of worms, but why is South Carolina the only state in America that owns the school buses and runs those? Every other state in America subcontracts out and has a company that does nothing but run the school buses. And we go around to other states and buy their tired, worn-out school buses that are 5 or 10 years old and bring them back here and run them until the wheels fall off. It's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, South Carolina is not exactly an academic powerhouse. And,
very diplomatically phrased, Patrick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and if you're going to give, you know, high school kids, you know, what, making kids arrive 15 minutes earlier, that doesn't necessarily equate to just waking children up 15 minutes earlier. That usually equates to I'm going to have to wake you up the full 30 minutes earlier because it's going to take you 15 minutes just to come out of your grogginess. And you know, if you're going to make the argument, it's always about the children. Well,
right.
The children need to be better rested and have more sleep. And it's not like this is just my opinion. This is research that goes back decades showing
sure.
that just a meager 30 minutes of extra sleep for a child does numbers to improve academic scores, disciplinary problems, you name it.
Yeah, and even without focus groups and government-funded studies, that just makes sense.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate the information, and we'll see what we can find out on that. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We go to the phones again, and I catch up with the text line as well here on the Friday Free-for-All on the Bobby Mac Show on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob McLean. Bob McLean.
Uh-huh. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 422 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I've gotten text messages like this before, and it's easily explained, but I can understand the confusion. Bob, if you look at the back label of a can of Lysol disinfectant spray, it says that it kills human coronavirus. Yes, it does. And that's because human coronavirus is separate and different from novel COVID-19 or the current strain of coronavirus. Because novel COVID-19, that's a fancy way of saying, using the word novel, means new or previously unseen or previously unknown strain of coronavirus. So, you know, for those thinking, aha, conspiracy here. And actually, Lysol will kill this up. No, that will kill the human coronavirus that has been around for a long time. Okay, so just to clear that up. To the phones we go, and I think Patrick may have sparked something here. Rhonda is in Spartanburg. Hi, Rhonda, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby Mac. What time was he saying that the new time that they were wanting the kids in Greenville County to start?
The new time was 7:45 until 2:15 in the afternoon.
Okay, well, in Spartanburg County, our kids go from 7:40 to 2:20. And he's right. These kids that go out to the bus stop, they're having to get to the bus stops at like 5:45, 6 o'clock in the morning. And then by the time they get to the school, it's 7:30, 7:35. Well, if they didn't eat breakfast at home, they're too late to eat breakfast at school.
Right.
They can't get a breakfast at school because they stopped serving breakfast at like 7:20. So the earlier start times, it's harder on the kids, and it you know, it they don't get to eat. They don't, you know, they're really sleepy in the morning. They're out there in the dark waiting on school buses and things like that. It's not, I would much rather if they went back to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems to me that it, at this early hour of the morning, the level of learning that the kids are going to be receptive to when they're still half asleep and dopey and maybe hungry because they haven't had breakfast, as you pointed out, it just seems to me that the disadvantages far outweigh it. But I was thinking about it during the break. Could this be a factor in this whole equation, Rhonda, that because the school districts, well, the state owns and runs the buses, does this go back to a shortage of buses problem?
I would think so, too, because, I mean, some of these kids, not so much in the morning times,
yeah,
but it seems in the evening times, I'm passing buses at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
And that is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy. And if the same drivers and the same bus fleet, and I'm assuming they do, are running elementary school routes and then running middle school routes or high school routes, and they have a shortage
that's
of
right.
buses and or a shortage of drivers, then if they have, what, more time in between, it is easier for them to get the kids back and forth. I don't know. These are questions that need to be posed to the school administrators, though, and get some answers that make sense.
Yes, and you got to think also, these bus drivers, not only are they picking up that early in the morning and they're dropping off that late in the afternoon, but then they're also running field trips and, you know, things like that, special
yep.
events with, you know, the different schools during the day. So,
right.
you know, that bus driver could be on the road practically from, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, or if it's a high school football game, unless they have separate drivers for those, then they're going from, the old farmer used to say, from can't see to can't see.
Exactly. And you know, and there's strict rules for CDL drivers. You know, they can only drive for so many hours a day. Well,
right.
I'm just curious what it is for bus drivers. I know it's a different type of license, but I'm sure that there are some restrictions on there.
Yeah, I would be interested in knowing that as well. Thanks, Rhonda. I appreciate the information. I was unaware that Spartanburg was already on that earlier schedule of 7:40 in the morning to 2:20 in the afternoon. Lucy is next up and is in Greenville. Hi, Lucy, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Friday Free-for-All.
Yes, and this was talked about, or I heard about this last week,
mm-hmm.
and it's due to the fact that Greenville County doesn't have enough school buses, so they do use the same buses for the elementary, middle, and high school, and the high school students are in turn getting there late.
Yeah.
So they're wanting to make these young kids get up even earlier, and unlike everybody else, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
These children should not be on the street at 6 o'clock in the morning and waiting on a bus. And I don't know, you know, what's the solution to the problem.
I would say the solution to this problem is if you were in opposition to these new hours, make sure that they know about it. And by that, I mean, don't just, you know, go on the web and post a comment in their comment section, but call the members of the school board and tell them, look, I don't want my first grader getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go stand out in the cold at 6.
Right. And I was fortunate enough that when my children were in school to be able to take them to school and pick them up, even though with my youngest one I was working.
Mm-hmm.
But our son wanted to ride the bus in middle school, and after the bus either coming earlier than it was supposed to or later than it was supposed to,
right.
I ended up taking him more times than not. So, the whole system is flawed and it needs some major overhauling.
Yeah. And as I mentioned to Patrick, the previous caller, I don't understand why South Carolina remains the only state in America that doesn't subcontract out the school buses to a company that does that for a living.
Well, what about Greenlink? I mean, uh-huh. why couldn't they participate in, in maybe the city schools participate in that?
That's a fair question. That's a fair question.
Because they're being funded through the federal government.
Right.
You know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all are great. Always keep us on our toes and keep us well informed.
Well, so, and that's because thank you, Lucy. I appreciate it. And that's because callers like you and Patrick and others keep us informed of what's in the wind, because obviously, to my way of thinking, a program that does not appear beneficial or have obvious assets to the kids going to elementary school is better off, as Deputy Barney used to say, nipped in the bud, rather than coming back and getting them to change their policy later. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. It's the 5 o'clock Follies here on WORD on the Bobby Mack Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:38 now, 22 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Friday free-for-all. Hi, Bobby Mack. We are big fans of 106.3 and especially your show. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sorry to hear today that Miss Megan's our little West Highland White Terrier, isn't feeling well. Please keep us updated on her status. Happy to say she is feeling better today. My baby doll Brenda took her to the vet yesterday, I believe it was. May have been the afternoon before. In any event, she got some meds, and she is now feeling substantially better. Happy to report. Thank you for asking about her. Attached is a picture of my wife and I with our two Westies. The girl giving me a kiss in the picture is Lehman Tartan Tassie. The boy is Chaos in Cashers. Cash, for short. Westies are great pets, as you're well aware. Always love it when you talk about yours. From John and Mary Jane Bills. Thank you, John and Mary Jane. Appreciate that very much. Speaking of dogs, Texter says, Bobby, I've often walked my dogs around daybreak. Coyotes seem to be pretty active around dawn. I wouldn't want a child of mine out there waiting on a bus. I hear you. Bobby Mack, the virus causes grown men to foam at the mouth from Miami to Nome. These are well-founded fears. It could last four more years, but enough about Trump derangement syndrome. Our daily limerick from the poet laureate of the Bobby Mack Show, Alan R. in Spartanburg. Bobby, for some reason, there's a fire truck on Highway 183 coming out of Pickens County right in front of, I think it's Anchor Estate. No wreck observed, but they've got the lane blocked. Bobby, back in Michigan, the high schoolers went first, then the middle schoolers, then the elementary and kindergarten kids last. South Carolina has it backwards. Now, Bobby, seems only right if the school district changes times. The school should also make sure the kids can get breakfast. Bobby, obviously they need a mathematician to figure out how to run buses more efficiently. Yeah, or maybe an efficiency expert. And then again, why not let the people who do that for a living, who run the school buses in every other state in America, not to mention the cost. You know, you franchise it out to somebody that does that and you make money rather than spend it, do you not? You think these companies are not going to pay for the privilege of running school buses in your state? Yeah, texter here on the same wavelength. Bob, why not let the high schoolers just go later? It's been proven that teens do better if they can sleep later in the morning. Yes, Patrick, the caller who started all this, correctly pointed out, you know, if you're a high school kid, you lay around until 9 or 10 in the morning with no problem. Bobby, the issue is the shortage of bus drivers, since they have a driver shortage because of the low pay. Totally ridiculous. Bobby, more buses won't do any good without drivers to drive them. Greenville County schools are consistently and notoriously short on drivers. Because you need a CDL. Bobby, maybe the Democrats running the schools around here want the kids out easier to make it easier for pedophiles to kidnap little kids. I'm just saying. Parents go to bed earlier. Okay. That still doesn't help if you've got a half-asleep kid in an educational environment trying to learn stuff. To the phones we go. Let's go to my stomping grounds of Taylor's and bring in Carrie here on the Friday Free for All. Hi, Carrie, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me, and I wanted to let you know that I'm a first-time caller.
Ah, excellent. Well, in that case, you must be welcomed appropriately with a little dose of what we refer to as the cowbell.
Fantastic. So the thing I want to ask about is I want your opinion. Obviously, the Democratic primary is tomorrow, and I am tempted to vote in it,
right?
Because I don't like the idea of open primaries, obviously.
Right.
But I'm struggling with the idea of putting my vote next to a Democrat, and especially these Democrats. And so I just wanted to get your opinion on if you thought that would be effective, and then if so, who would be effective?
Yeah, good questions. And look. I totally understand and appreciate the attitude adjustment that is necessary as a Republican or a supporter of conservative principles going and voting for one of these lunatics on the Democrat ticket. And I hesitate to say it's all for the greater good because that sort of sounds vaguely similar to the end justifies the means, and nobody likes that. But given the construct of the current field, I think that the more Republicans vote on this thing and essentially poison the well for the Democrats, to my way of thinking, either way that's currently being discussed would be perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned. Number one being voting for crazy Bernie on the theory that that would help him toward the Democrat presidential nomination, and he would be the most vulnerable presidential candidate that the Democrats could run against Donald Trump. Because you know as well as I do, Kerry, that once we get a candidate for the Democrats selected, if it is Bernie, the airwaves are going to be inundated with ads showing Bernie talking about the wonders of communism and how once we get a commie in office, then unicorns will be dancing in fields of gold and blah, blah, blah. So the other aspect would be voting for one of the down ticket guys. And I can also see the argument for keeping creepy Uncle Joe in the race, voting for him in the Democrat primary and keeping his struggling campaign lurching along just for the entertainment value. So, you know, to my way of thinking, anybody that you want to vote for on the whether it's down ticket or whether it's Bernie is justifiable to me for the reason that you mentioned at the top of the call, and that is the ultimate goal here is to convince the Democrats it is beneficial and behooves them as well to have only Democrats vote in a Democrat primary, and same thing for the GOP.
Absolutely, and that was kind of my thinking. I'm just struggling putting a vote in for Bernie, but I kind of think that it's kind of funny as well. So
yeah, it is. I think it's amusing because for decades the Democrats have been doing precisely this. That's why Lindsey Graham and others in the GOP, rhinos within the GOP, do everything they can to throw up roadblocks to closing the primaries. Because look, if you're a Democrat and you're going to vote in the United States Senate race, you know that Lindsey is going to win. So any Democrat who votes for a Democrat candidate for Senate, in fact, they barely had one in the last election cycle. It was that crazy green character from downstate who somehow somebody gave him the $5,000 or whatever it was to have the fee to be paid to run for the office. So why not just for Democrats go ahead and vote for Lindsey? Because at least half the time he votes the way the Democrats like anyhow. So
true.
Which is a frustrating situation, but that's a whole nother story.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time, sir. I hope you have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kerry. Thanks for being a first-time caller, and don't be a stranger. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Then we come right back with more. Friday Free-for-All rolls on here on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we were talking earlier in the program about some of the Democrat presidential candidates who have here at the 11th hour been visiting the upstate creepy commie Bernie. I think Biden has been in here or will be. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, and I think Steyer also plans on being up here as well. Nothing from Bloomberg. I haven't seen Bloomberg around, but I came across this interesting quote from Mini Mike Doomberg. He was doing like a meeting with a bunch of bankers and Wall Street guys in New York, and he was asked why he didn't run in the 2016 cycle for president. Bloomberg suggested that one of the benefits of being president is that as commander-in-chief, he could do away with inconvenient critics by taking them out with killer drones. I'm not making this up. Let me quote Doomberg directly. Well, it would have been a great job. No, I mean, you think about it. You have predators, the drones, right? And the predators have missiles. And I have a list of everybody that's annoyed me or screwed me over for the last 74 years. And bang, 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 bang. And, yeah, boom. Now, I'm sure he probably was saying this in a joking manner, but really? You're going to joke about taking out anybody that's annoyed you or, in your estimation, has screwed you over for the last 74 years and send a Hellfire missile to take them out? Mini Mike has spent over $500 million out of his own pocket to promote his presidential bid, but so far his campaign's struggling to gain momentum. Hopefully the release of this audio clip, and it is available as an audio clip, will see him out of the race and out the money he spent promoting his idiotic and sociopathic policies. Yeah, just drone him. You know, I don't like that guy. Drone him. Holy cow. Okay. To the phones we go. Toby is next up in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Hey, Barbarino, how's your day going?
So far, so good.
Well, what I want to talk to you about is something that I guess you probably do, you know, every so often, that, you know, you're like a local radio celebrity, and you still have a little bit of anonymity because since you're on the radio, you're not, you know, your face is not on TV or plastered everywhere.
Correct.
You can pretty much do like I did today. Not tell anybody that you're a Republican and just sit down amongst people that are Democrats and not say that you are or them and just talk about policy. But how do you feel about this situation or that situation? Like, how do you feel like paying for all this stuff that this candidate's talking about? Or, you know, and then they'll start talking, you know. And all you'll say that you're a Republican and you like Trump, they'll talk to you. And you find out, well, you know, they don't think that you should, you know, they should pay for this because of taxes or this. And you find out when you're talking about this one by one about different things, they think like you do.
Interesting.
But they don't realize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're against what they're for, what you're there are for, what you're against, but they don't realize it.
Yeah, and
all we got to do with party.
And the Democrat socialist or Marxist policies that are pushed by not only crazy Bernie, but Elizabeth Warren, and to a lesser extent, Joe Biden, who's recognized that he can't get any traction unless he goes further left. It's interesting that the way that these programs are talked about and sold are all pie-in-the-sky stuff, free this, and nobody ever asks about how these programs would be paid for. And, of course, the way they would be paid for is through heavily increased taxes, all kinds of restrictions on your personal freedoms. Look, if the federal government gets control of health care, as they have to a degree with Obamacare, and have with the Department of Education as well, we've already seen what happens when we go down that road. What if they are in total control of essentially every aspect of government controlling your life? It's a living hell.
Well, Bobby, I will tell you, there was a lady at my church that was crazy about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I can't wait till he gets in office and everything because I can get me some insurance through that Obamacare.
Right.
Well, Mr. Obama got in the White House. And she, I guess, went to go get it. Come to find out, when she went to sign up for it, she couldn't afford to get it.
Right. Because,
and you never heard word about him anymore.
Sure. And because the cost of the insurance was so high and the deductibles were so outrageous, it doesn't do you any good to have it because you're not going to be able to use it. You're never going to be able to meet the deductible to begin with.
Because she found out after she went to try to sign up for it, she couldn't afford it. It was going to be $2,500 a month.
Yep.
And she thought it was going to be wonderful when he got in there. And then she found out she couldn't afford it. And you never did hear a peep out of her after that. For the rest of the 8 years, you didn't hear a peep about Obama then.
Right. And it's sad. But, you know, they promise the moon. And all, as I've said, all they want in exchange.
You get the shaft. That's what happens.
Yeah, well, that's true. All they want in exchange is your freedom and your liberty. Thank you, Toby. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Got a break for the news here coming up at the top of the hour. Then on the other side, whoop, whoop, whoopee, we kick off the weekend.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,